I am really excited about the potential of the children that are coming through the school and all the people that they're going to touch, all the people that they're going to meet, all the people that they're going to talk to, their children, their grandchildren, the people in their circles of influence. So you know that we have Indigenous and non-Indigenous students coming to the school. So I am very excited for the Indigenous students to be in a place where they're respected, valued, honored for who they are, because they'll find their path. They'll find their voice. In our view, it was never intended to be the way many school systems are, where it's sort of a cookie cutter factory where you're trying to pump out these people that are all the same and have all these same skills, and the skills are identified for them and success is identified. For us, when we look at it, we think, what does success look like for you? What is your path? What's the path Creator had for you? You get to find that path. What are your strengths? What are your passions? What are you good at? What is your voice? And we're already starting to see that. So last Friday, we had our opening celebration. And the young man that was, he's in grade 8, and he was one of the co-MCs. And his family was blown away because he did media interviews and he was up there. And it was just amazing. But he's never had that opportunity before, because that's his place. That is who he is. And sitting in a desk, sitting quietly, having to sit still, actually blocks those gifts and his ability to learn and do all of the things that were intended for him to do. So I think students finding their path, their voice, their place. One of the late elders, late Gladys Klein, that used to teach me a lot, she used to say, the day we've learned all the things that we were put on this earth to learn is the day Creator will call us home. So I always say, for Indigenous people, from the way I was taught, graduation is the day that we cross back over. It's not on a day, you know, identified by a government that says this is the day that, you know, because we should be learning until the day that we cross over to the spirit world. For non-Indigenous children, I am really hoping to see that in 10 years, 15 years, 20 years, we're all leaders in some way, right? Whether you're a leader in your family, in your community, whether that means you're like an elected leader official, or if that means that you're just somebody that really inspires others, we're all leaders in some way or another. Every one of these kids is going to be a leader in some way in their lives. And I'm so excited to have non-Indigenous students also that are educated by Indigenous people, with Indigenous people, within an Indigenous context, that are out there taking their place in whatever that is that they choose, that they don't have to then be educated from the age of like a 5-year-old. When you think about now, if chiefs and community leaders that are Indigenous First Nation leaders, when they go to meetings to negotiate or to work with different organizations, they basically have to start from ground zero of educating these people that they're negotiating with and working with, to educate them about who they are and what and where they live and all of those things. So I think that's sort of that dual hope.